you from God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. The very first car I ever owned that I could ever claim was mine was a 1979 Chevy Nova. It was brown. It had four doors. My uncle sold it to me. I had to pay him $50 and fix the starter. My dad and I went there, crawled under there. We fixed the starter just so we could get it off the driveway. The $50 came because that was how much a scrap yard was willing to give him to haul it off. So, there's my car. If you put a regular oil cap on, it would blow all the oil out through the gaskets. The tumbler broke. That's where you put the key in. I literally had to hotwire my car. In high school, I used to wait for everybody to leave, open the hood, and then take a screwdriver and hotwire my car to get it going. That was how I would drive back and forth. The handle broke on the door. The stereo was broke. I had to use that same screwdriver to get into the trunk because that whole thing was gone, and I just used to do that. That's my first car. Now, I started to upgrade a little bit. Eventually, I started driving this little Toyota truck, and I loved that truck, and it was a manual. Now, kids, I know you don't know what a manual is, but they're out there, and they include a clutch. I used to love driving that manual, partially because even though it was an old truck and it wasn't the greatest shape, one of the things I could really count on was the battery was never going to die. Now, I know you guys are thinking, what do you mean, Pastor? The battery can die. Well, you see, all you needed was a couple good friends so you could roll it. And then you could pop the clutch, which is what they called it, and then you could actually start the truck back up, even if the battery was dead. It was a great thing. I loved it. Kind of miss that sometimes. But I also drove a Saturn for a while. A Saturn. Now, for some of you that don't know what a Saturn is, I think a people at GM got together and they said, and there was a wager. Somebody made a bet that they couldn't design a car based with a weed eater motor. They found a way. In comes the Saturn. Great gas mileage, though. Great gas mileage. Eventually we got an LHS, which was a Chrysler vehicle. It was a great vehicle, but it was also, we bought it used, well used, and it also broke down a lot. And I remember changing the tire when it was -2. And that's the car that I had whenever I drove and moved down here, was an LHS. And then whenever it finally broke, I got something I never thought I'd ever get in my life. Because you'll notice, all those cars that I just mentioned, not one of them was a Ford. See, I'm a Chevy guy. And even though there was some non-Chevys in there, in fact, a lot of non-Chevys or GM products, I was a Chevy guy. I am a Chevy guy. I still consider myself a Chevy guy. If I need a new vehicle, I go out and I look at the Chevys first. But you will notice in my driveway, there's not one but two Fords. I bought a Ford Fusion, 2008 Ford Fusion, right off the lot. It was Veldy Ford. You guys know Veldy Ford. I don't think they're there anymore, but that's what it used to be. That is the best car. Now, I say it's sitting in my driveway. It's actually broken. The transmission, I think, has finally gone out on it. But it has over 200,000 miles, and this is the first major problem that that car has ever really had. It's been a fantastic car. 200,000 miles, I'm not complaining. And it's a Ford. And so whenever I decided that I was finally going to get a different vehicle, and I went looking, of course I went for Chevys first. I started looking at GM products and all this kind of stuff, but eventually I settled on a Ford F-150 from Uftring up there. It's been a good truck. I'm not going to say it's been a bad truck. It's been a great truck so far. And you know, I'm not embarrassed to tell you that. Even though I'm a Chevy guy, even though I prefer GM products, for sure, I'm actually not ashamed to stand here and talk to you guys about the fact that I've had a really good experience with not one, but in fact two Fords in my house. Because I had a good experience. And that's the way we are, isn't it? When you experience something good, you just want to tell other people about it. And we all have some of those things, right? That we've experienced something good, and maybe you're even willing to pay a little bit more money for that experience, whatever it happens to be. Maybe it's food that you cook and eat, or restaurants that you go to, or maybe it's even clothing that you wear, and you go, I will never buy a brand that's not this brand because it is the most comfortable. It is the best. And you might even be willing to pay a little bit more because it's just that good. And you're going to tell other people about it. You're going to say, well, this is the brand I use, and here's why. It's like part of the way we're wired. When we experience something good, when we have something good, we're not afraid to go tell other people about that good thing. Like I said, I'm a Chevy guy with two Fords in my driveway. And you know what? That's not necessarily a bad thing. This week is the start of our last week of the Red Letter Challenge. The week of going. We have experienced so much. And I don't know for you guys how you guys have experienced this. Maybe for you this was an old hat and you're just going through this book and you're going, man, all of this just seems rather normal. This is just the way I am or what I do. Or maybe you were really challenged by some aspects of this book. As you kind of work through it, and you go, well, maybe I never thought of it like that, or maybe that gives me some ideas of ways I can do things. But we've been through a lot. We've started with our relationship with our Heavenly Father. We started with being. How's our prayer life? How's our church life? How is our relationship with our Heavenly Father? Then we talked about forgiveness. That's a challenging one. Not just that we are forgiven, although sometimes that's a challenge too, to let go of those things and to be reminded that, yeah, even that sin I stand forgiven of, but also to forgive others. And then we moved on from there and we went to serving, being the hands and feet of Jesus, venturing out to serving other people. And then last week, one of the tough topics was giving. Yes, even finances, even giving sacrificially of ourselves. And we talked about all of those things. We talked about all of these things, and we looked at scriptures, and we looked at Jesus as he talks about these things, as he directs us, as he sends us out in this regard. But today we have the final element, going. In a lot of ways, this is how we are wired. But I think it goes even further than that. You'll notice through all of our text today, if you didn't, I know we talked about going, and that certainly has a theme. But believe it or not, all of our texts today actually have another theme. These are the texts for Holy Trinity Sunday. Holy Trinity Sunday actually takes place in May. We're kind of moving that forward for today, but don't worry, we'll celebrate it in May too. We're not going to pass up the opportunity to say the longest creed ever. The Athanasian Creed, which is fantastic. It's actually one of my favorites. I mean, I say one of my favorites. We have three ecumenical creeds. So, yes, it's going to be one of my favorites. But we're not going to pass up that opportunity. But all three of our texts are actually talking about the Holy Trinity as well. Notice that in the beginning, God created. And he created man, and we call this the theology of Imago Dei, and that's Latin for the image of God. You were created in the image of God. We were created in the image of God. And then we have the Great Commission. Go therefore, right? And what are you doing? You're baptizing, you're teaching, you're telling other people the good news. But the baptism in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. You know, when we talk about the Trinity, we have two real ways, real clear ways to talk about the Trinity. We're used to one, and actually we're not used to the other. The one way is we call it, and this, I know I'm getting into systematic talk, and I know systematic talk can be really boring, but systematically we call it the immanent Trinity. This is how the Trinity functions within itself. You've heard of this. You didn't know it was called the immanent Trinity, maybe, but you've heard of it. God the Father is not God the Son. God the Son is not God the Holy Spirit. God the Holy Spirit is not God the Father. But yet there is one God. Three persons, one God, the Holy Trinity. This is how most of us understand the Holy Trinity. But there's another part that we kind of look at. That's how the Holy Trinity interacts within itself. something that is beyond our understanding, beyond our capabilities to understand. It is beyond our understanding because it's mathematically impossible, but yet it is. 1 + 1 + 1 = 1. Doesn't make sense. But then there's also what we would call the economic Trinity. The economic Trinity is the Trinity the way we view it, the way we see it. That is to say, God the Father sends God the Son. God the Son sends the Holy Spirit. God the Father sends the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit directs us back to Jesus, God the Son. This is the way the Holy Spirit, the way we see it. But notice how it is. God the Father sends. God the Son sends. They venture out. God goes into our world, into the midst of us. This is part of who God is in the economic Trinity. And notice, in some regards, this is also how we are. When we experience something good, when we experience something great, we can struggle almost to keep it in. We want to tell others. We want to talk to others. And yet, at the same time, sharing our faith is something that for a lot of us is very, very challenging. It's very challenging, and yet, even so, and you're going to be challenged throughout this week. Throughout this week, as we kind of go through day one, day two, and so on and so forth for this final week, you're going to find yourself experiencing some of these challenges. But you also might find yourself experiencing things a little bit differently. That is to say, the challenge might be something that you never really thought of. A way of sharing the gospel or looking at the gospel message as it's been given to you in a way that maybe you didn't think about. And so, yeah, there's going to be challenges that go with it. But remember how it starts. It starts with our relationship. It starts with our relationship, with remembering all the things that God has done for us, that you stand as a Christian reconciled with your Heavenly Father. Your sins have been forgiven through Jesus Christ. When it comes to heaven, that is not something that you got to earn. That's not something that you got to worry about whether or not you've done enough. It's not whether you got to worry about whether your sins are forgiven. They are through Christ Jesus. And that's the good news. That's your good news. And so this week is all about taking that good news, that great news, which is so much more, by the way, so much more than a Chevy guy buying a Ford. It is so much more than that. And about being willing and able to tell other people about the good news. Now again, as you go through these challenges, this is part of it. That core starts with the gospel. You can't share a gospel that you don't have. You guys have this great message to give. You have this great message to share. And so this next week, as we venture on to this challenge, be reminded of that gospel message, the goodness that comes from that, the greatness that our God has so freely given to us, and then be willing to tell others. One way or another, again, there's other ways. Look at, you'll see these challenges. Some of them are really, really good. Maybe a different way in point of view of seeing it and thinking about it. But remember, you venture out with not just good news, but the best of news. In Jesus' name, amen. And now may the peace of Christ, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. At this time, please stand as we now continue.